Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
When I was a kid, I thought I'd grow up and have Captain Crunch for dinner because my mother was very restrictive on junk food and she lived a very natural and healthy lifestyle. Luckily, I adopted that lifestyle in my late teens and I've been living that way ever since. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Andrea, how about for you? Tell us when you started living a natural lifestyle and give us some tips too.
You know what? For me, I grew up on junk food. I talk a lot about this in my presentations, and I grew up on junk food. My dad was the ultimate junk food lover. My dad used to hide, like, you know, Cheetos and Doritos in, like, the bottom of his car, like, underneath the seat. And then he would take my brother and I to school, and then we would know where to find it because my mother never allowed any of that junk food into the house. So when I was in my teens, she really outlawed junk food and wanted to basically raise a healthy household, right? So it was a pretty funny thing to have a dad who was so opposite to what my mother was, but I was raised on junk food for sure.
Yeah, you know, it can be really tough. And it's funny because my mom would buy cookies, or I don't know if you remember this, but at least in California in the 70s, they had something called space food sticks, which were kind of like big Tootsie Rolls. They were really good. At any rate, my mom would hide them up in the closet. And then I would sneak up and steal them because I felt like deprived. And I think that's what we have to be careful when you are switching to a more natural lifestyle. You've got to be careful not to take everything away from yourself or your kids, or they will crave it even more. That's what I found. Did you find that, Andrea, when you started making the changes?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure, you know, and that was something I always vowed because, you know, in our house, my mother never let us drink soda. She was pretty restrictive, and we all, you know, every night we had a salad, and we always ate really, really well. And I found that when I would go to other people's houses that I would want, you know, I would want to OD on the junk food or the soda. So I think the key for, you know, anyone living a natural lifestyle or starting to learn how to live this lifestyle is balance. And I think that knowing how to balance the good, you know, the good versus the not so good, maybe just keeping that in check and not really not depriving anybody from it. And that's, you know, I think the goal is, you know, not deprivation is not the answer for sure. So when I became, exactly. You know, before I became a mom, I vowed I'd never deprive my children. I was like, there's no way I'm going to allow my kids to have as much junk food as they want, and then I kind of bit my tongue and ate my words after I had my kids because I realized now, in hindsight, why my mother was so adamant about us not eating junk food.
It's so true. You know, I think that the reason the Girl Scouts are still around is because I funded them through the probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Thin Mint cookies that I used to hide in my room, in my drawers, in a desk that I had. And my best friend's older brother and sister used to call me Mini Mooch because I'd literally go to their house and, like, look through their cupboards because they had all this great junk food. And this, you know, brings us back to your wonderful book, Unjunk Your Junk Food, where you can have what you'd like and it doesn't have to be as junky. You know, another thing with living a natural lifestyle, of course, it goes into chemicals, which you love to talk about. And you have so much knowledge about what not to put on your body, what not to eat. Talk to us a little bit about that aspect of going natural as well.
Well, sure. So I think the important thing, too, is when we're starting to live this natural lifestyle, it can be very overwhelming for people. So, and I hear it all the time. People are shopping and they're like, okay, so Andrew, again, what did you tell me I should be looking for or buying? So for me, anyone looking to start or live a natural lifestyle, they need to start with the ingredients. They need to read the ingredients. And we talk a lot about this, Lisa. So, you know, reading the ingredients are the key to where you get started. And how you can avoid the chemical additives is starting by avoiding the scary seven. Those are the seven worst ingredients found in packaged foods. And I think as long as you stay away from those scary seven, I think that's a really good place to start. Some great tips would be if you're eating something that you're consuming a lot of on a regular basis, for example, let's say eggs or milk, switch to an organic variety because, you know, especially when it comes to animal foods or milk, the hormones in the milk and the hormones in the food, if you go with an organic variety, at least you're avoiding a lot of the, you know, the chemicals and the pesticides and the hormones that are in the added hormones that are in the, you know, the conventional way to go.
All right. Well, why don't you, for people who aren't familiar, give us the scary seven. Just do a quick rundown for us.
Sure. So the scary seven is high fructose corn syrup or glucose fructose in Canada. trans fats, monosodium glutamate, or MSG, artificial flavors, artificial colors, and certain preservatives, and artificial sweeteners. So, and then there's a list on Radio MD. You could check out the list on Radio MD, and it can provide you. We have a great alternographic that you could print out and put into your wallet.
Oh, I love that. That makes so much sense. And again, the less, obviously, the less packaged foods you eat, the more whole foods you go to, the less you're going to have to worry about the scary seven. But you did mention going organic with the meats and going organic with the dairy. Also, of course, going organic when you can. There's the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, and people can easily Google those and get those as well. And then, of course, there's the cost factor, which people will say to me, oh, but it's so expensive to eat healthy. And I say, well, if you get your grains, your whole grains and your beans in bulk, it makes a huge difference on your wallet. Have you found that too, Andrea?
Yeah, I mean, I think anything, buying things in bulk are definitely a way to go. And there's so many other ways you can save money too. Look for things that are on sale. There are coupons out there. You can visit companies' websites, see if they offer coupons. Certain, you know, companies or websites offer discounts. So there are ways to be able to save money and still live a healthier lifestyle. And then also cut out on some of the frivolous things. Like if you're drinking a cup of coffee every day and paying $3-4, well, save that, put it into a jar at home and save that money and buy something, you know, perhaps that's, you know, a little bit more expensive or not in some cases, but it's a little bit healthier for you. So you can kind of make it a fun thing, a challenge for yourself.
Oh, that's such a great suggestion. It's so true. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, but it does amaze me how much it costs when you go out and you buy your coffee. I'd rather personally buy some good dark chocolate. But we all eat their own, right?
I'm with you there for sure. I totally agree. And, you know, and it's funny because it's an interesting debate. You know, some people think that, you know, the older way of thinking, I think more so I could say that safely now, is that people used to think that if I'm going to do an eat healthy or a clean diet, it's absolutely a fortune. And I think nowadays people are figuring it out how to do it on more of a budget. And definitely it comes down to choices. And I think there's also the long-term effects that these have on our health. So, you know, maybe up front it might cost a little bit more, but down the road it could cost more in your healthcare, right? So I think eating that healthy diet is important. As it's like health insurance almost, right?
Oh, it definitely is. And I think a lot of people forget that. You know, a lot of people live in the moment and say, well, it's cheaper for me to go get the, you know, dollar menu items, right, than to actually go and buy the ingredients to make a salad or to make some brown rice. But I mean, you get a rice cooker, you can cook brown rice in it, you can cook quinoa in it, you can cook amaranth. People are probably like, what is she talking about? Amaranth makes a great hot cereal, by the way. But there's a lot of different things you can do. And I you know, the goal for me here, or one of the many goals we have, is to really help people to adopt a healthier lifestyle and to provide tips and wonderful advice so they can actually make those changes. And I also think going small is important. I mean, a lot of people know the acronym SMART: small, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely for, you know, making changes in your life.
And I think baby steps is the key. I mean, for me, it's all about baby steps because it is overwhelming for people. So start slowly, you know, with cleaning products, finish the one you have, and then switch over to the natural version or the non-toxic version. You finish a bottle of ketchup that has high fructose corn syrup, the next one, look into buying a cleaner version that doesn't have it, right? So, yeah, I think swapping it slowly, you don't have to, you know, throw everything out and then go buy a whole brand new, you know, house. But, you know, really just kind of, and informing yourself. I think the key is really the education. And once we know better, we do better, like Dr. Maya Angelou always says. I love to quote her because it's so true. Once we're more aware and we learn by osmosis, I think that people really become, you know, they start to take care of their bodies, you know, and worry about what they're putting in and out, into and onto their bodies. You know, so anyways, I definitely think it's something that it's not that difficult to do, and we can help you along at Naturally Savvy. And until next time, stay connected at NaturallySavvy.com and Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.